Item 3 is a zoning agreement amendment to 1780 Taylor Avenue under file ZAA3 of 2008. Councilor Dr. Bassi will act as chair as it's in your board. And I have quite a few people.
Okay. Okay. So Bob, is it? Read that right. What is it? Bob
Downs. Bob Downs.
Downs. Okay. Sorry, I didn't realize that was a W. Okay. Bob Downs, would you like to come forward, please? And we have. Is there anyone else in support of the application? I have a number of people listed in opposition.
Welcome to the attention committee in your package. There would be a letter of opposition that you should also be.
Okay, there is a letter of opposition that we were given in our packages as well. I don't know where it is. Okay, Mr. Downs, go ahead, please.
Planning department's report, I concur with it. This is a property that was rezoned in 1999 to C2. And in 1993, we acquired the lands that were owned by the railway, but a small portion was missed in the acquisition. And so in 2003, we acquired the portion of the railway lands. 2006, the other portion of the lands was being acquired so that we could consolidate and rezone the railway lands. So that was initiated, but in the process, the zoning was amended by the planning department and removed or added restaurant drive-through as a restricted use. It had been in there in 1999, but got removed when the railway lands were consolidated. And so our application was simply to have that restriction removed. The planning report is fairly specific in that regard, and that with the new zoning bylaw, it does, it's a permitted use now. Happy to answer any questions.
Hi.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, I'll get up to administration.
Oh.
I just want to clarify that the site is partly zoned C2 and actually it's partly zoned RR5 and RMF-M because the zoning agreement was not entered into and registered at land titles. So the rezoning has not taken place.
The reading from 2003? You're talking about?
Yeah, that's it. Hmm. Yeah. So there's a partial rezoning, and there's still some land outstanding because the zoning agreement wasn't signed. And this application is to amend the zoning agreement that was not signed.
So the zoning agreement we're amending was never signed?
Yes.
So that seems... What does that do in terms of procedure? I mean, is the agreement actually an agreement?
No, but this can be worked into. We could amend the draft zoning agreement. I consulted with my colleagues and said this is appropriate.
And what has happened on the land up to now? Has it just been empty until now? So
correct.
Nothing happened on the land. Yeah. Okay.
And there are no development plans at this time either.
But you want this thing finalized with the ability to put in this restaurant drive-thru. That's what you're asking us.
Correct.
Do you have anything in mind that you're wanting to put in if you get
not
that?
At this time. It's just that we had it and then it was removed and we just want to put it back. It obviously has to comply with all of the requirements of the new zoning bylaw. And it is a suitable location.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have
any questions? Yeah, I have a few questions if I
might. Sure.
The issue with you is not simply a restaurant, it's a restaurant drive-through that you're asking for here.
Correct.
Now, the new summary of accommodations that come under DASZ 5605. There's many there. I'm just curious why, you know, in a year you had been contacting Mr. Martin Sandhurst,
correct,
sir, and he his thoughts were this issue of a restaurant drive-thru. It's the traffic. If you were talking perhaps a restaurant, I actually have a letter from someone saying they have no objection if there was a little restaurant or something, but not drive-thru because that would indicate more traffic. That seems to be an issue, am I correct?
We don't believe, like, the property is intended to be a neighborhood facility. There is traffic that goes by it at the present time. If, for example, there was to be a Tim Hortons there, there is a Tim Hortons on Keniston, there's a Tim Hortons on Waverly, and there's a Tim Hortons on Pembina. And we don't expect to create traffic, but rather it's a matter of convenience. There are no, there's no residential immediately to the west of the property. It's the logical location for a drive-thru if there's going to be a drive-thru.
Yeah, my recollection is it's very unusual when you're coming from Canister, even if you're going the other way. I mean, your property is one side, then you have the Scoop and Way, and then a fence and the apartment building.
The Scoop and Way is not ours.
No, I know. No. I say it's beside you, but I've tried going to Scoop and Way. I know I have trouble coming off the street or turning around getting into there. I'm just concerned about the traffic pattern. One of the issues I have is do you have a site plan, sir, or anything that you to present?
No, because we have no plan development. I mean, we've offered the site to commercial tenants over the 9 years that we've owned the property. But we don't have any that have been accepted. Today, we don't have any potential tenant awaiting the rezoning.
There are lots of offices and new dentist offices, mm-hmm, orthodontists, that sort of thing going in on Taylor. Design, mm-hmm, offices, computer offices, and a spa further, mm-hmm, down. I mean, those aren't, that isn't the same sort of traffic. And I mean, you're specifically asking for a drive through. And I have heard from several people, as counselors, they're concerned about it. So I'm just, if you're asking for a restaurant drive-through, I assume it's a drive-through you're looking for.
Well, what we're asking for is to have it returned, mm-hmm, to the permitted uses. Because
when you say
permitted,
returned, what do you mean?
It was a permitted use under the original C2 zoning. Like it was. What's the wording?
Just to clarify that point, because you keep saying maybe the planner can clarify that point for us, if that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, and there's an application to rezone the land, file DAZ 23898, and it was not all of the land. It was that portion that was zoned RM3 to C2. The use, there was a zoning agreement to make certain uses prohibited, and restaurant drive-in, drive-through is not one of the ones that was listed as prohibited. So that rezoned a portion of the site, and
that was when? That was in 2003?
Well, the file number is 98.
In 98, it was rezoned. Yeah,
but he has correspondence, sir, in 07 with Mr. Schindelman.
In
the beginning of the file?
Yeah, in...
No, but at what point, what I'm trying to get at here, is at what point was the drive-through taken out and why? Because I think that's the relevant information.
It was taken out in 2007 when an application was made to rezone the entire site to C2. It was, that use was added as one of the prohibited uses.
In 2007?
Yeah, under file DAZ 56, 2005.
Was that at the...
Council approved the recommendations to, with that as a prohibited use on January 9th, or sorry, on January 24th or 7th.
Glenn, wasn't that because the uses are intensely automobile oriented? And that was the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's the history, like. And you're saying that you'd like to have that changed.
Well, just to clarify, the original property was what was zoned C2 in 98. What was added was the abandoned railway property and the need to make the zoning the same.
That was in 2003?
I believe that the original purchase was 2003, but there was a small portion of it that wasn't transferred.
So in 2007, we heard this again, and that's when the drive-through restriction was put on?
Correct. And it was an oversight on the part of the vendor and the purchaser that this small piece of the railway property wasn't transferred at the same time. And it couldn't be transferred without the zoning being standardized. And this time, when it was standardized.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Anybody? Councillor Leipzig?
Answer them.
Okay. Well, we'll hear. You'll have an opportunity to come back up after in response to anything that's said in opposition. Okay. Thank you. Now we have a number. Anybody else in support of the application? Hearing none. Arlay Morris, do you wish to speak? Please come forward.
I live on Centennial Street, close to Taylor, and I'm opposed to the drive-in part of this because of the traffic. Centennial Street is one of the busiest in River Heights, if not the busiest already, and I could see traffic having to come from Grant and even Corridon. People want to swing over and pick up a coffee on the way home or on the way to work. Because certainly now I drive from my place over to Waverly Street to go to Tim Hortons, and people would drive down Centennial or Beaverbrook to get there. And the traffic would be just unbelievable because it's very heavy as it is. And so I could see a small restaurant being there or something with just, you know, normal traffic. But I think that a drive-through, especially something like Tim Hortons, the traffic is unbelievable. It would seriously deteriorate our neighborhood.
Okay. Are there any questions?
No. Thank you very much.
We have Marcia Scher, registered, and you've got registered for both in opposition and for information.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
Do you want to be registered for information or in opposition? In opposition. Did you have anything you wanted to say? Thank you. Katrina Diglisic, I don't know if I'm saying that right, and Dawn Gustafson. Would you like to say something?
I also am opposed to drive-through. We have enough traffic as it is down in Taylor. The other thing that we're finding with the Scoop and Way right now, too, is that people are driving literally down the wrong way down Taylor, because you have to kind of do a U-turn to get into Scoop and Way. So oftentimes people will take the earlier turn off, realize that that's not the turn off to get into Scoop and Way, so now they're driving down the wrong side of the road. So now, I mean, if you're even talking restaurant, regardless of whether it's drive-through or not, you're looking at opening up some boulevards to get the traffic in and out. I think there's other creative ways the city can develop that property without turning it into a, you know, corporate franchise on that street.
Thank you. Thank you very much. John Morley, did you wish to say anything?
Yes.
Please come forward.
Yeah, I'm opposed to anything that adds traffic to Taylor. Now in the rush hours, the mornings and the evenings in the rush hour, if you that drive-through would be on the south side of Taylor, which is the westbound side. We have cars parked bumper to bumper along further down there. So Taylor is, in a sense, a one-lane street along that area. You have school buses stopping because there's two apartment blocks at 1710 and 1740. We have a lot of kids that get picked up by school buses. Right now, the school bus stops right in the middle of Taylor and blocks traffic. Now, you had a drive-through feeding onto that, and the lady that was saying Centennial would be unbelievable traffic. I don't know what Taylor would be like, because right now you have a hard time. I'm in the condos in behind the two apartment blocks. Right now, you daren't rush out of Taylor, or out of that area onto Taylor. You definitely have to look both ways any time of the day, because they're flying down Taylor left, right, and center. And then you get the people coming from trying to beat the trains at Waverly, of course, and then they run down, and at 5 o'clock it's bumper to bumper on eastbound on Taylor. And yes, they do drive the wrong way to get into Scoopin' Way. I've seen that lots of times. How long before somebody gets ahead on there and they eliminate left-hand turns at that little intersection there? And that's the main feeder one of the feeders for our apartment block down that lane. Post. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you very much. A. Bryant.
Ford.
Thank you very much. Ford in opposition. Joe and Phyllis Doran.
Yes.
Would you like to speak? Please come forward.
Good evening. My name is Phyllis Doran, and I am a longtime resident of 935 Centennial Street. I am opposed to rezoning 1780 Taylor to allow for the construction of a drive-in, drive-through restaurant. I'm opposed because the property in question is located just a few houses down the street from where I live. A restaurant of this kind would cause more traffic than we've heard earlier. We have a lot of traffic going up the street, and also traveling quite fast in our back lane. Vehicles travel along the area west of our back lane along the abandoned Oak Point rail line, which is not even a roadway. I talked to some of the residents in the neighborhood, and the ones living at the corner of Centennial and Taylor Avenue were very upset about rezoning and the thought of this type of restaurant so close to home. I then contacted the city planner, who was very helpful in telling me how to put together a petition for residents to sign. I had also contacted the city clerk at one point and found her very helpful also. I managed to cover households along two city blocks from Taylor Avenue to Grant. All the residents I was able to see were pleased to get the information regarding rezoning. Many families are with small children and newborn babies said they would not be able to make this meeting because they're home looking after their children. Concerns of the neighbors, mainly too much additional traffic, more garbage. Some do not like a drive-in, drive-through restaurant. Increased vandalism, long lines of idling cars. And some were discouraged because they say, well, we oppose a lot of things, but city council has meetings and they do whatever they want. So that wasn't a nice comment. People wanting to rezone that area and saying that the building would not it would fit in right now. But then beyond that is the Cap Young barracks, which will be up for sale. And possibly a building like that, what they're proposing, would not fit in there. There might be something better eventually. I would like to submit a number of signatures who are opposed to rezoning 1780 Taylor to allow for a drive-in drive-through restaurant. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's very good.
Wait, there's a question.
Oh, sorry. No, a question or a comment, whatever it might be. I think you called my office, Mrs. Carr. I'm not sure. One or two people had called, and I'd like to say publicly here that I believe the question was, do I know of a drive-through restaurant going through? And the reply that myself or my assistant had given was, no, we didn't. And we had asked if there were any definite plans and told there wasn't. So I just like that on the record, that that was what was the, in that was my comment and explanation for saying. Thank you.
Any more?
Any other questions? No. Thanks so much. Okay, Douglas and Kathy Geddes, you wish to come forward, say anything? Are you here? Oh, yeah, come on forward.
You've been here before, right?
I guess truly you don't need my help.
Yeah.
We've had a few issues in that area of the city.
We talked on the phone, and
are you putting me on?
I thank the city for getting the Pan Am pool fixed up for the meet. You remember that?
Yes.
Are you putting me on your Christmas card list?
Well, I'm also opposed, and I'm just going to add my voice to the concerns about increased traffic. And as you seasoned councillors know, Centennial Street is already horrendous for traffic. In the first block, they put up speed humps, but it just gives them a means of propelling faster down the street, it seems. And it hasn't cut down the traffic at all. Secondly, where we live, just north of Grant, we already experience a fast food restaurant. And it's a real pain with the garbage that comes out of that place. The cups and wrappers and stuff, I'm picking them up off the boulevard and off the street all the time, off my property. The traffic down the front street and the back lane just from that little fast food restaurant really increases it more than we need already. So I see this restaurant increasing the traffic even more down where I live, which is two blocks away. Because what I see is going to happen is that people are going to go through this thing and circle around and down Centennial Street. Maybe a lot of drivers who would ordinarily stayed on Keniston on their way to work, they're going to swing in there for their coffee and down Keniston. And Centennial Street, I see it now, there's so much traffic that whenever there's a blockage on Keniston, Centennial Street is the fifth and sixth lane of Keniston. There's nothing on the other side for them to go down. It's always on Centennial Street. Another thing you might consider is it was commented that to the west of this property, there is nothing. To the west of it is the DND property, which is going to be developed in the future. And I would think that you should think carefully about what impact this would have on that future development once that DND property is free for redevelopment. It might screw things up for, you know, having a lot more options than it would have with the fast food restaurant being there or the drive through. So that's it for me.
Thank you.
Questions?
Thank you. And the last person I have a sheet for here is Diana Crane and Larry Crane.
Just Diana.
Yeah. And you're the property manager for a number of condos.
For the condos at 17, 20, 30, 50, and 60. There are 44 condos, single family, three-bedroom condos. And I just like to review a bit to fill people on because you were saying what's happened to this problem. this property, this part of River Heights is very residential, and it always was. And it was multiple family until 1999. The application to change it to commercial, or no, what do you call it, C2, whatever that, to change it to C2 was done on December 23rd. That was when the sign was put up. Out in that big field where the sign is now, about a little sign, nobody saw it. It was went up, and the hearing was January 10th. They got the zoning to change this area. So then we got involved when we saw new parking signs they were started building. So people were phoning me, what's going in there? And we found out it had been rezoned from multiple family into C2. And C2, the intent and purpose of C2, do not have a local or neighborhood orientation. Well, across from this property is Centennial Beaver Brook Lanark. All of River Heights is probably one of the nicest residential areas in Winnipeg. Then you have two apartment blocks, or another condo. We have our condos. It's very residential, that area of River Heights. We came as a group and tried to do something as appeal, and the counselors were great, and they both said, they really, when it went through at Christmas, it looked like a piece of chunk, you know, and it got rezoned. We couldn't do anything. The building permit had not been issued, but the foundation permit had been issued before the building permit. So we already had the foundation going in, and here we were, citizens of Winnipeg, trying to fight this. There was quite a bit that happened about this. There was a great television program on it. I've got the free press articles. There, a lot of people went to bat. This was wrong, the way it was done. And the counselors involved, well, Garstieg was our own counselor, and he was very in favor of it. The other counselors that were present just didn't know much about it. Anyway, it got through. We had worked with planning. I mean, the building was going up, what we were doing. So they had to put the fence back, and they decided to put some shrubs along the fence that you mentioned there in between Scoop and Way. Those shrubs, they did that. We got a landscape architect to suggest. They've never been trimmed. They're never garbage. I pay regularly to have all the papers and crap take out of it. They've never, ever done anything to that. You know, so that was an idea to keep it nice looking across, because there's 9 homes that face right onto that. Anyway, that's the history. And so now, we at least you have a big sign. That was really impressive. So we all could see it, and I've had many calls about it. And we are opposed to a drive-in, drive-through restaurant for many of the same reasons as everybody else said. This is a very residential area. We have children going over, and the bus stops right on Taylor. And there is a lot of garbage. We need to get, it's not like individual homes. There's a lot of paper and garbage, and even along, like the energy zone for Gemini Kitchens, that's when we did it. And you know, they came, Gar said, it'll only be a small little manufacturing. There's only 3 people a day that go in there. Well, the zoning goes with the land. Now it's Scoop and Way. Go try and get in there on Saturday morning. I've done it. There's a lot of people go to Scape. So that zoning was changed, and for 9 years it was a small manufacturing company, high-end kitchens, and now it's changed, but the zoning stays with the land. And what we're concerned about this zoning right now, it actually is the railway. It's taking in this where the rail, which at the time we did this before, the old Prairie Dog Central Railway was there, and so it wasn't. That's gone now. So this is very nice property in River Heights. You're a long way from the main line of the... It's a wonderful place for development of a condo or family. I mean, it's prime, I think. If you put a condo, I mean, everybody loves to live in River Heights. And to put in a McDonald's, which I think I phoned and spoke to you, and I said, could it be a McDonald's? Well, sure it could be. It's for drive-through drive. That's what it is. So we can talk Tim Hortons. We all like Tim Hortons, and it is a bit more friendly, but it could be a McDonald's or anything else. And so I think this is a residential area, and it got... Both the I have a package here I'd like to pass out, and I hope you can make copies for all the comments. This was the article that was made saying the councillors at the time were sorry that it got, they really apologized to us as citizens of Winnipeg that it got rezoned from family, multiple family to C2, because that chunk of it wasn't. And I think the other point about Capon Barracks, I mean, that's the most valuable property going to come up in Winnipeg, and it's going to be something. It's a huge amount of land, and a McDonald's on that corner or whatever it could be could really affect the sale of that too, and give the and I think the garbage. Someone phoned me today and said I just stopped in at Starbucks down further, and I wanted to throw away my cup, and I couldn't get it in the garbage thing, so I took it with me over to Sobeys. I mean, this is what happens. There's just a lot of paper and garbage, and we have families living there. We're very close to it, and this land, which we're, maybe you can tell, we're worried because it runs right around behind Gemini Kitchens and touches the lane. Does it not? So if they develop this, could they drive right on in front of our condo?
They won't have access to the lane.
Why? It touches it.
It touches it at a point.
Yeah.
So
then if they bought 10 feet from behind Scoop and Way, couldn't they just put a road onto the lane and we'd have...
Well, they need permission to do that.
Yeah, I know, but... it's a pot, and then if they also this sweeps this land. I don't know. It sweeps around Scoop and Way, and so it's developed for drive-through rest. If you had a dumpster, where would you put it? You'd probably put it back down around the corner. Nobody likes it, but we're going to look onto it.
Yeah, you should be talking to.
It's
not your fault.
Oh, okay,
planet,
not
to
him. The planet. I asked him when I spoke to.
We'll ask him a question if you want
anyway,
to ask him a question.
I hope you give real thoughtful consideration to it. We're against this, I think the automobile, every city in North America is trying to encourage less use of cars. And we all love going for coffee, but go out to Vancouver, which is, there's a coffee shop, I think, on every corner, but no drive-thrus. You walk and you go and get your coffee. And Tim Hortons on Portage Avenue, anybody go down Portage Avenue to work? They have a great problem. Well, it's in the paper all the time. The lineups are right out onto Portage. They have people out there driving, people idling for 15 and 20 minutes to get in for their coffee.
That's my worry.
Is it?
And I've already had calls.
You've had calls in that? Because I've seen it.
As well as calls from people, but as well as calls from Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons, yeah. They've got a problem. And I've seen Tim Hortons people out there trying to get the coffee people move out of the way because they're holding up all the traffic down. And Taylor's the very same. And now with that Kynaston underpass, they turn onto Taylor. We've got a lot more traffic going down Taylor. People will love to hook in, and they'll just line up and wait to turn in on Taylor to get their coffee.
But in your remarks, you sound like you were in favor of Tim Hortons rather than McDonald's.
Well, this is what my call is. Well, Tim Hortons maybe, but it is. It just has a different flavor. It's less hangout type where kids gather, but...
But they're so popular, there'll be a lot of cars.
They're so popular. And but I think this is too, it's not the right spot for it. I really do. That's the residents in our 44 families, and I never got one call in favor of it. So I hope you do not approve it. Now, please look over those letters I wrote to the mayor 9 years ago. And this rezoning in 2007, I don't know if they put a sign up. We never saw that change of... I don't know, nobody saw that, so I guess we're not alert, but...
It was going to be a kitchen.
Yeah, it was a kitchen with only four employees and no traffic, and now it's been changed this last year. It's into Scoop and Way, which is a commercial store with hundreds of people going to it.
Well, Councillor Steve was very supportive of this,
so he took me out there.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay, any questions, Councillor Lepsick? Okay. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you.
Is there any
there's a question there. Is that for me?
No. Oh, okay. Is there any further people who wish to speak in opposition to the appeal?
Well, I just have a question, if I could.
I'm not really sure.
Are
you
registered?
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Is he registered?
Yeah, come up there.
Larry Crane. Yeah, you can still come up and speak because you haven't spoken.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's in regard to the, I'm sorry, are you the planning?
Yes.
Okay, my question is to you. In regard to the...
Well, you're supposed to ask us and then...
Pass down.
And we have a question.
I'm just curious about the zoning application in 207 and how the use was applied to the property for a restaurant, the additional use, because as Mrs. Crane said, we don't remember any notices or anything that would have changed the zoning on that property. To say it was there and it was taken off and now it's being an application to put it back on?
Yeah, go ahead.
On January 24th, 07, council approved a rezoning and a zoning agreement subject to prohibiting some uses, including restaurant drive and drive through. That rezoning never took place. It was for the land that was part of the railway. It never took place because the zoning agreement was not entered into, so the bylaw did not come into effect. And what's happening now is the application is to amend a zoning agreement that is just a draft zoning agreement. It's not a legal document as of yet.
So originally the property was not zoned for the use of a restaurant, drive-in restaurant?
We'd have to go back further for that. Yeah. Under file DZ-23898 is the year it was taken in. In 99, the rezoning to C2 of the land that wasn't part of the railway was approved under conditions prohibiting uses, and in that case, restaurant, drive-in, drive-through was not one of the prohibited uses.
It was not.
It became a prohibited use in the draft agreement that is to rezone the remainder of the land, the railway land.
Okay.
So that's where it's at right now.
Okay, Madam Chairman, that was my only question.
That was your question? Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else who, have you registered to speak? And you already spoke.
Can we allow that?
We can still do this until we call the applicant back up, and then there can be no more further.
What I want to say was I didn't address the hours of operation of a drive-through restaurant, which could be till 11 at night or 12 at night, and sometimes or all night. And I don't think that's really appropriate for a neighborhood. Be very noisy, etc., and the traffic as well in late at night.
So okay, that was a point that wasn't made yet. Okay, thank you. And I believe everyone who's registered has spoken, who wishes to speak. Would the applicant come back up, please?
Have to be on my side of the table. Felt like I was in Regina cheering for the Blue Bombers. First of all, I want to make it explicitly clear, further to Councillor Leipzig's comment, there is no contemplated development of any type on the site. So when she said she's not aware of any drive-through restaurant, there isn't one. It may happen, but there isn't one right now. So I just want to make that very clear. The second thing is, our development, if it were to happen, is highly unlikely to create traffic. It's intended to harness traffic. There is, at the present time, 12,000 cars a day going down the road in front of the property. I'm sure that's significantly higher than 5 years ago, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that we rezoned our property C2. It has to do with traffic, the Keniston underpass. You know, these things will happen. I believe it's the intent of the city to complete the twinning of Taylor between Centennial and Waverly. And it's intended to move traffic, I'm sure. Well, what I'm saying is right now we have a portion of Taylor between Centennial and Waverly that is single lane. And I believe at some point it's going to be two lane on either side. The provision is there. The land is there. You know, the problem, we can't do anything without a development agreement. And the conditions that are imposed on us by the development agreement are very specific. We can't We can't landscape the way we want to landscape, or fence the way we want to fence, or light the way we want to light. All of those things are developed in cooperation with the city, and they set the rules. And I was on the advisory committee that worked on the rezoning bylaw, or the new zoning bylaw, and I know how much effort was put into correcting a lot of issues with respect to the zoning that was in place. And I know that not everything was corrected, but lots was corrected. The buses in front of the residences to the east of our property, I have trouble responding to the comments because they are to the east of the property, and it's a fair way. I would hope that development on our property, whether it's a drive-through or something else, isn't going to put the kids on the buses at risk. The issue with respect to the fact that the land comes around behind what is now Scoop and Way, we can't put a driveway in that isn't approved by the planning department. We wouldn't expect one to be there. To put the refuse bin there also isn't practical because it's too far for the tenants to go with their refuse, and I would expect that we would have to put it close to whatever building we develop, and I expect that we would have to shield it from people in the area so it's not an eyesore. It would have to have fencing around it or gates, and they're not permanent, and I know that. And we try to keep them in good shape, but we can't always. The traffic that's associated with what is now Scoop and Way, it would probably improve if we were to develop our site because there's cross easements in place. And there will have to be an approach into our development. But there's rules that apply to the approach. And it will allow for an orderly access to Scoop and Way, which perhaps isn't allowed for now. Too much traffic. Yeah, it's happening. I don't know how we can avoid that. Garbage. If anybody has any problem with a property managed by Shindico, boy, call us. Because we've got people that are charged with the responsibility of keeping it clean, including the tenants. And the majority of people that are in the takeout business, fast food, drive-through, whatever, have staff out first thing in the morning cleaning the sites, and they go a long way. And if they don't do it, we make sure they do it. The rules that are associated with a restaurant or drive-through on a C2 property are pretty specific, and the planner had them in his report, and you know they require appropriate landscaping. They require appropriate fencing. They require that you be separated from residents by a lane, a street, and this property is, and it. I apologize for the angst that our application is causing, but. It is a very good location for a convenience for passersby. I'll answer any questions.
Yes. So the angst that you created by this application, this is, you obviously want to change this, the use here. You want to add drive-in restaurant.
We just want to get back what we have.
Okay. Yeah. You're doing that obviously with some idea in mind to go after. I mean, maybe you may not have any development idea in the works now. But you see this as an ideal location, do you not, for a drive-in restaurant, and that's what you're going to go after?
That's a very good location, yes.
For a drive-in restaurant?
Drive-through, yes.
Drive-through, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any other questions? Council Webster, do you have any questions?
I guess I just had one, Mr. Downs. Had you consulted the neighborhood, I mean, aside from the sign that's up, had you...
I had one phone call from a resident, which I returned, but the individual wasn't home. It was Thursday or Friday of last week. I left a message for him and my cell number and invited him to call me anytime through the weekend, which he didn't, and that's fine. We looked at this as just being a housekeeping procedure in that something that we did have was taken away, and we were just wanting to put it back in accordance with the bylaw. And I wish that I had met with the tenants. I don't know that I could have alleviated the concerns, but certainly I wish that I had. This was a process that I was asked to be responsible for, and I think I didn't do my job.
Thank you very much. I don't think there's any other questions.
No.
Thank you. No, there's no other speakers, and you can now, if you want to move...
I'll move receipt of public representations be concluded.
And I think the first thing is
the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
Receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
And I move that the recommendation of Winnipeg Public Service not be concurred in. And the matter forwarded to Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
Aye.
Any comments?
I'm following supporting reasons. This is extremely difficult because I believe in certainly developing River Heights where we can, but I also take very seriously the considerations of the neighborhood. And one thing I do advise all developers, and I have in my short term in office, is to have public consultation. If you do, you can change plans, you can alleviate fears, and I'm sorry that didn't occur. But I know as soon as the large sign went up, I started getting phone calls. I like to comment that under DASZ 56/05, there are 15 additional uses for this property now, and I hope that something would click in there for the development of saying. And I guess the third and very major concern of mine, putting this through is it's the question of the unknown. Normally, someone can come and say they have a site plan, this is what they're looking at, they've talked to the community, also traffic patterns, etc. And I think traffic patterns are changing on Taylor as we speak. And I think those things have to be taken into consideration. So that's the reason behind my opposition to this. And
okay, thank you. So you've moved the recommendations and their supporting reasons forwarded to this policy committee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
Move that public hearing with respect to this application.